This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 minute vocabulary. I'm Finn.
And I'm Catherine. In today's programme, we're going to look at ing and ed adjectives.
So, if you're interested in vocabulary, but you find some adjectives confusing, keep listening.
Yes, keep listening, and it's on with the show. And I must say, Finn, you're looking very relaxed today.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's because I was on holiday last week. Yes, It was very relaxing. Mm-hmm. Speaking of holidays, here are two people who had a bad time on holiday. What went wrong?
Oh, the train was horrible. Big gangs of teenagers playing music on their phones. I got really annoyed.
The flight was delayed and we had 10 really boring hours in the airport with nothing to do.
Ooh, not much fun, eh? So the man was annoyed or angry about teenagers playing music. And the woman had a long and boring wait in the airport.
So let's have a closer look. Here's the woman again.
The flight was delayed and we had 10 really boring hours in the airport with nothing to do.
Now, adjectives ending in ing, like boring, usually describe things or events that make us have a particular feeling.
That's right. And in the example, boring describes all those hours and hours in the airport.
Yeah.
10 long, boring hours. Sound familiar, Finn?
That sounds very familiar, yes.
Yes. And there are lots of ing adjectives we can use to describe things or events. We can talk about a confusing problem, a surprising piece of news, or an exciting film with lots of action. Finn, what is the most exciting film you have ever seen?
Ooh, so many exciting films. The first one that I can think of is Gravity.
Oh, yes.
In space. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. Mm. Okay, Catherine, what is your idea of a relaxing holiday?
Oh, now you're talking. I do like to be beside the seaside, Finn.
Oh, very good.
Yes. Let's look at ED adjectives. We're going to hear from a woman who got a very cheap holiday. What ED adjective does she use?
We got a great deal. I was surprised at how cheap it was.
We use ED adjectives to say how we feel about something. In the example, the adjective surprised describes how the woman feels about the price.
I was surprised at how cheap it was.
She didn't expect it to be so cheap.
That's right. Mm. If I say, I get annoyed by loud music, the word annoyed describes my feelings about the music. The music is annoying and I feel annoyed.
Mm-hmm. And if I say, long lectures make me bored, the word bored describes my feelings about the lecture. The lecture's boring and I feel bored. So, Finn, what makes you bored?
Nothing. I never feel bored.
Yes, you do.
Okay, when I'm travelling to work, a long commute is very boring and it makes me feel bored.
Me too. And a word of warning here, don't confuse bored and boring, because if you say, I'm very boring, you're actually saying that you make other people feel bored.
Oh, and you don't want that.
You're listening
to bbclearningenglish.com.
And it's time for a quiz. Listen to these sentences and choose whether they need an ing or ed adjective. Catherine will tell you the answers. Okay, ready, number one. I enjoy taking long, hot baths. They make me feel really A, relaxed, or B, relaxing.
Now, Finn, you're describing your feeling, so it's A, relaxed.
That's right, they make me relaxed. Now, number two, the discovery of life on Mars would be A, surprised, or B, surprising.
And this time we're talking about a discovery, which is a thing, so it's be surprising.
And the last one. Those students are very A, annoying, or B, annoyed.
And this one is a trick question because both of them are possible. Those students are very annoying is correct if we're describing the students. But those students are very annoyed is what we say when we're talking about the students' feelings.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Both are possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us almost to the end of the show. But before we go, here's today's top tip for learning vocabulary. ING and ED adjectives are easy to confuse. So write down pairs of example sentences in your notebook.
Very good. And remember, there's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6-minute vocabulary.
Bye.
Bye.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.